Look, thanks very much. And we've got Gavin Brown here, the Collingwood coach of the VFL. Well, Gavin, welcome to KC Radio 97.7 FM. Obviously, you're in for a pretty big game today because there's no doubt a few of your guys from the VFL side went up from last week to yesterday, and that really is a good sign, and that's helping the older players.
Oh, definitely. You know, it was fantastic as per Jackson Barham getting a run last night, and Tuvey went back and Goldie went back. And it was really exciting for those some of those young players to get an opportunity at senior level because they had a good game last week.
And did you go last night to Queensland?
Yes, I did. It was a terrific hit out. A little bit of worry early, but the boys fought their way over. It was terrific.
And obviously, it must have been very hot and humid up there last night.
No, it wasn't too bad. Look, it was a bit more humid, obviously, than it was would be in Melbourne. But no, the conditions were pretty good until the rain came. Made it very slippery in the first half and dried out a little bit and was quite manageable.
And obviously, I'm not sure if you looked at Williamstown's lineup. Gee, they've got a pretty powerful lineup with Robert Murphy back in the side and quite a few good players, including a former Collingwood player in Ben Davies.
Yeah, Ben Davies, Chris Egan's there, obviously, and Jason Cloak's there. Paddy Rose is a very good player, we know that. So it's going to be a great hit out for us today, a really big test.
And no doubt the fellows that you've got on your list, like, for instance, Christopher Pendlebury, who I'm not sure if is the brother of Scott Pendlebury, and you've also got Chris Bryan in a ruck, and you've got a few good players in Dick Dawes, McCaffrey, Cook, Stanley and Wellingham and Sidebottom, as well as Ben Reeds and Anthony Curry, the former Brisbane Lions player. So it's a pretty good balance you've got.
Yeah, look, it's not a bad balance, absolutely. So we think it's going to be a terrific game. As I said, be a really good test for us today, and we're looking forward to it.
I expect some of your midfielders and your half-forwards or even your forwards expect to be tagged a lot today or might get a free-flowing run as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, look, it's going to be interesting to see how it all pans out. I think there'll be some they'll play some heavy tags, as we will, and some free-running players as well, so probably a bit of a mix.
And no doubt you're enjoying the coaching role as far as you're concerned. And what's it like sitting with Mick Malthouse? Does he always get grumpy or is he fairly controlled?
I know, I suppose he shows his emotions at times, but he's most of the time he's in control, I think, yeah.
And obviously it's a bit hard to concentrate because sometimes I've seen him a few times on the TV throw the headsets off his head and, oh, gosh, it's almost like if it was hitting the ground like a cyclone.
Yeah, no, he's capable of doing a few of those things if things aren't going that well, but no, it's always interesting.
Well, Gavin, look, thanks for joining us on KC Radio 97.7, and hopefully you'll be on the winning streak today, and hopefully best of luck for the rest of the day and the rest of the year.
Thanks very much.
Back to you, guys. Thanks, Gavin.
Yeah, good on you, Phil, and thank you very much to Gavin Brown there as well, taking some time out from his pre-match preparation. We got to him a couple of minutes later than we thought we would, so... Again, thanking Gavin Brown and the Collingwood Footy Club very much for their time there. If you've got any thoughts about the coverage this afternoon or the game, want to know how players are getting on, give us a roast, etc., then you can get on touch with us on a VFL talk on the SMS. The number is 0424-438-415. That's 0424-438-415 if you want to send us a message and... we'll talk about your comments on air this afternoon. Keep it clean, no doubt. But other than that, anything on your mind about this game or surrounding the VFL, and we will mention your message. Nick,
ladies.
Hey?
Does that include ladies?
No, Kane, that does not include ladies. Sporting director Kane Pollard off air wanting to know about some of the other topics which might be covered this afternoon. But unfortunately, Kane, we're going to try and keep it clean. With me in the microphone, that's not always a likelihood. But we'll try and keep it clean as much as possible for the course of the afternoon. Well, a lot to look forward to. A very upbeat Gavin Brown, that interview, Eddie.
Yeah, absolutely right. Very upbeat Gavin Brown. And he's coming off a good win last week. And as Nick said, their skill level should be better through the hit out last week. And it'll be interesting to see how Williamstown go because they had the bye last week. So this is their first real hit out for season 2009. So the skill level... especially in the first half of the game, will be interesting to see, Chris.
Well, indeed. It's a long time after they would have started off last season. The VFL season started in the last week of March. We're now into the third week of April in 2009. So it's been a very long pre-season, in particular for those reserves. We talk about Williamstown's depth and their strength at reserve level, but I don't think their reserves have a fixture this week. There's certainly no curtain raiser game in front of us this afternoon. It's a tough one for player preparation, particularly the likes are trying to push through.
Yeah, definitely with the buys, it really doesn't help. And just having a look, Dean Galea is not getting a run in the seniors. No. Last year was a fringe player as well, and he played well the games that we called, and he missed out come finals time. He was playing for the reserves team. So he's an interesting player. He's probably at the crossroads, I would think, now, because there's a few players making it, like Liam Pickham into the Western Bulldogs team and a few others that I probably don't know off the top of my head, or Jared Hardrow. And you'd be thinking that he might be there or thereabouts. Obviously, he's not.
Well, we're waiting for the teams to come through. There's a bit of doubt at the moment as to whether either Scott Welsh or Robert Murphy have been selected for Williamstown this afternoon. But it does go to show that the forward line options in place for Williamstown will really make it tough for a forward pocket like Dean Galea, particularly, boys, when Patrick Rose is there.
Yeah, Paddy Rose. He was on fire last year, and he's a big game player. He does step up for the big clashes, and he plays above his height.
Yeah.
He's a very good player up above. He takes good marks for a smaller forward. He's a likely type.
55 goals last year for Patrick Rose. He was the leading goal kicker for the Williamstown Football Club, including 5 in that preliminary final. Looking through that preliminary final side, another one who's missing there, Callum Urch, one of the small forwards as well. But there's a couple of players we'd be looking to step up in season 2009, one of whom, Matthew Little, another forward line player with experience on the Hawthorn AFL list, Nick.
Definitely, Matty. He's another likely type. I like the way he moves. He's a very smooth mover, and his foot skills are second to none, I think, for that Williamstown team. And they do look for him in the forward line. And he's another player that plays a bit above his height. He's got a very good upper body level, and he takes a few marks and takes home the bickies as well when he kicks for goal.
Down back for Williamstown, meantime, we mentioned Scott Meyer previously, and of course his need to pinch hit in ruck this afternoon. Jason Cloke, though, very experienced defender both for the Collingwood Football Club in the AFL and subsequently in this competition of EFL. Be interested to see who he'll take this afternoon.
Oh, well, he may be... Geez, he'd probably go with Brian. I think if Brian goes into the forward line, just his the body size, he may be well suited to Chris Brian. Chris Dawes might be a bit too elusive for him, I think, so probably Brian would be the likely match-up if Brian were to play in the forward line and Clark were to play in the back line, but he would pinch hit in the ruck as well. You'd think Clark is a proven player to play in the ruck as well at this level, I think.
Yeah, perhaps doing some of the around-the-ground work more than at the centre breaks and clearances. Collingwood looking through their side this afternoon, as I say, we're still waiting for the team lists to come up from them. And there's a few players who, as I say, you boys saw it last week. Thank you, side coming through now. A couple of players who are, of course, VFL standalone, so we haven't really talked about much. In particular, two I want to focus on. The new captain of the side this year, Damien Peverell.
Is he playing today?
He is playing.
He didn't play last week.
And also Chris Pendlebury, who I believe was the lone standalone for Collingwood last week from their VFL contingent.
Yeah, just an interesting player. They've also got his cousin. He's actually playing for one of my old teams down at Thomastown, one of their cousins. So the Pendlebury boys are playing all over the place. Collingwood here as well, and also other teams. He was a bit nervous, I thought, last week. He was in and out of the game. He does have good foot skills like his older brother. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he goes. I just think with time he'd be a good player down here.
And back here at Visi Park in Carlton for Collingwood versus Williamstown, round 2 VFL action this afternoon on KC Radio 97.7 FM, your true home of VFL football. Sides are up here, we'll come to them in just a second, but one very interesting inclusion before we go through them all this afternoon, Tristan. Robert Murphy running around for Williamstown.
Yes, he is indeed. Some speculation during the week that he would play today, but he has donned the blue and gold colours of Williamstown, wearing the number 20 today. If any of you out there listening do decide to come down to Visi Park this afternoon, you'll see Robert Murphy in action. He's been waiting a fair while to get back into it, and it's good for Bulldogs fans and Seagulls fans to see him back in action.
What was wrong with him?
He had a knee problem.
A knee injury?
At least Phil Pearce seemed to think that when he asked Brad Gotch the question a few moments ago.
Reserves coming through too, boys. I was incorrect about Williamstown's seconds today. They're actually playing against the Coburg Tigers away from this venue, and they've won that fixture by 45 points. 19-22-136, they've defeated Coburg Tigers 13-13-91, both very strong at this level. Some big names to read out, however. Dean Galea, we mentioned him in the pre-game. He's kicked 7 goals this morning for Williamstown. Brennan Stack, a Bulldogs-listed player, kicking 3, and also Mitchell Cadell with 3. Graham Pollack, meantime, though, he's back into it. He's kicked four this morning for the Coburg Tigers. So good signs there for Graham Pollack in his long and continuing comeback to footy. Nick?
Definitely. Now, what can we... I haven't seen Murphy out there. Can anybody see him?
Number 20, I think he is out there at the moment. I'll just double-check and
he's
see.
He's definitely out there on the outer side of Visi Park, if you're...
That just... Malcolm Lynch, they've got big raps on him, don't they? Where did he... Which junior club did he come from?
Malcolm Lynch, number 39, the former Western Bulldogs. He is originally from Riverview, which is in the Riverina of New South Wales.
Oh, that's right.
But we saw him get injured in a game at North Ballarat last year, Malcolm Lynch. He had to go off with a bad ankle injury, which upset his season there for a few weeks. That was towards the middle of the season. You're right, he's one of a number of players who've got big reps on at Williamstown. Unable to break into the Western Bulldogs side. And we expect to see him pinch-hitting up forward, obviously, this afternoon.
Yep, definitely. And another player I want to talk about is Ace Cordy. Huge reps on him. His father playing at the club. And he was picked up in this year's draft. He's a very skinny fella. I just saw him...
Extremely skinny.
Very skinny fella. He's just over there, number 49. But very good height. What
202 centimetres, I think he's listed that there, Nick. He was listed at just 77 kilos around draft time.
Jeez,
I don't know if
77.
I don't know if he's porked up a little bit since then. But Ace Cordy, you're right, the son of Brian Cordy, one of the three Cordy brothers to play for the Bulldogs during the 1980s. Of course, Neil Cordy went on to play with Sydney, as did Graham Cordy.
Yep.
And he was recruited from recruited locally. He's had to overcome shoulder operation, which is... A big problem for a lot of junior kids at the moment.
Yeah, for some reason, the most noted one is Chris Jard, both shoulders, and that's one of the main reasons why Hawthorn and St Kilda didn't pick him up. But, yeah, for some reason, I don't know why, maybe just... It's probably the size of the players. They just haven't really developed, and it's probably easy to pop out the shoulder at that level if you are that skinny. So that may be one of the reasons, but...
Certainly worried David Parkin. I can remember in an interview with him a couple of seasons ago, he was talking about... how you didn't see as many kids coming through with shoulder and joint problems at such a young age as we do now. I guess it shows the increase in tackling and preparation, conditioning of the body, even at junior level.
Definitely, and you see some of the young boys coming through, like Daniel Rich. Geez, how big is he, you know, at the age of 18? He's solidly built. You really can't get away with playing at that level unless you are at a good size, and definitely he'd be a few years away, Ace Cordy, the size he is now. Need to get mauled coming up against somebody in the AFL.
Now, five changes have been made to the Collingwood side, which featured last week in the VFL. Out go McCarthy, Goldsack, Rocker, Tuvey and Barham. Of course, several of those players featuring in last night's AFL game. Coming into the side, meantime, there's a couple of interesting names here. Brad Dick, number 33, will appear this afternoon. Three VFL-listed players in Tim Hunt, the captain Damien Peverill and Brett Marnie, while the Irishman Kevin Dias is another one to feature this afternoon. So five ins, that's Dias, Dick, Hunt, Peverill and Marnie, while out of the side for Collingwood go McCarthy, Goldsack, Rocker, Tuvey and Jackson Barham. That Collingwood side in full then, I'll go through the names for you right now. We have Anthony Corrie, Cameron Wood, Ben Reid, Sharad Wellingham, Steele Sidebottom, the man with the best name in footy, Danny Stanley, Ryan Cook, Brent McCaffer, Chris Dawes, Luke Rounds, Scott Reid, Chris Bryan, Kevin Dias, Lachlan Keefe, Toby Thulam, Tristan Francis, Jared Blair, Chris Pendlebury, Tim Hunt, Damien Peverill, Brett Marnie and Brad Dick. For Williamstown, meantime, we have, we believe at this stage, eight changes from the side that played in their preliminary final, lost to Port Melbourne last year. Their side for this afternoon, Patrick Rose, Ben Davies, Ben Jolly, Cameron Lockwood, Matthew Little, Scott Meyer. Luke Cartelli makes his debut for the Seagulls this afternoon, very good at reserve grade last season. Brett Johnson, Wade Skipper, Chris Egan, Jared Grant, Sam Reed, David Stretton, Easton Wood, Guy O'Keefe, Tim Callan, Jason Cloak, Cameron White, Malcolm Lynch, Ace Cordy, Andreas Everett, and we believe Robert Murphy is the 22nd player named for the Seagulls this afternoon. Tristan Fernanda back in the box after a very busy little pre-match there, having prepared and gone around the grounds to find news. What's happening with you?
Interesting introduction, Chris. It's good to be back. Yes, popped out just to see what was going on at ground level. Collingwood weren't giving too much away. I like those that have seen Gavin Brown would know that he's got some sort of a bodyguard every time he has to deal with the media. They weren't too impressed with my approaches down on the other side of the ground. Williamstown, however, they were more helpful. They said all's above board. Robert Murphy will be playing this afternoon. They're all set to go, and they're expecting big things from their side this year. Now, Christoph, I know you've got the SMS in full swing at the moment. Fire out that number for those that didn't catch it before.
Yes, we'll be repeating this during the course of the afternoon. Any time you want to give us a bell, do so on 0424 438 415. That's 0424 438 415. Our VFL Talk SMS on KC Radio 97.7 FM. A new addition to our broadcasts in season 2009.
Yes, I overheard you earlier. I was sitting at the other side of the box when you were saying keep it clean. Now, we are a G-rated program for all you listeners out there. However, if you do want to just give us a bit of a ribbing, we can, of course, take your feedback on board, however extreme and explicit it might be.
I also do get the right of reply, though. That's another little problem for
listeners. Now, Eddie, we talked about the Pies last week. We mentioned in the pre-match that while they looked strong on paper last week, it wouldn't get the job done for them. They managed to get over the line last week despite being very sloppy. This week, their depth's going to be tested because of those injuries and suspensions at their football club.
Thanks for that, Nick. I'm not the most technically minded person, so good to have some help. My main worry for Collingwood today is up forward. Without Anthony Rocker, I don't know who's going to kick the goals. Chris Bryan, he was very good last week. But they didn't have enough goal kickers, and Chris Dawes, as Nick said in the preview, he only really chipped in once it was all going well for the Collingwood side. I think he needs to stand up when the game's there to be won. It was a scrappy contest last week, Tristan. I think, as I said earlier, the disposal will be interesting, especially in the first half, to see. Because Williamstown with the bye, how their skill level is after the pre-season.
Look, I think they'll be fairly sharp. They haven't changed too much. I think Chris mentioned 8 changes from that preliminary final side, but their additions are fairly strong.
Standard.
Look at the names in comparison to other clubs' turnovers in the pre-season, and you've still got a fairly strong VFL contingent at Williamstown.
Definitely.
So that's why I think they're going to be, they'll be ready to go.
You've also got the addition of 2 players with AFL experience with the Collingwood Footy Club, and Ben Davies and Chris Egan.
Yeah, exactly. Some occasionally criticised for their commitment and their desire at the football, but I think they're still handy additions. We'll provide plenty of dash, you'd think, into that Williamstown side.
Now, there are other games on this afternoon. We haven't mentioned them as of yet. It's a very busy day, though, for KC Radio and indeed for the VFL. The other game on this afternoon is Coburg Tigers versus Geelong. That's at the ABD Group Stadium. That starts at 2 p.m. as does our game. Also, Frankston versus Sandringham. That game at Frankston Park on I Love Frankston Day, which is an annual event down at Frankston.
Yes,
we all love Frankston.
They'll be getting involved in all those festivities down there, so I hope the day goes well. And before we do go any further, Chris Weaver doing beautiful work on the Victorian Football League website, victorianfootballleague.com.au, providing all his previews. You can even see a few of his reviews at vflfooty.com. Great supporters and a great forum for the VFL competition. So get on that site, have your say, and mix it with the opinions of all us VFL fans. But Disco, look, you got your scone on that homepage working very nicely.
Yeah, it's just the VFL homepage this week. Travis Parnaby said he wanted a photo. Unfortunately, I couldn't find one of me, which was
what I want to know, Disco. It wasn't well pixelated. The fact of the matter is, you got your scone on the VFL homepage. I just want to know what the rest of the photo didn't show, because you got a rather cheeky looking grin on your face.
It showed a 500ml bottle in one hand and the arm around a couple in the other. Yeah.
Surely you had a better picture somewhere, Chris.
I didn't, unfortunately. That's pretty much unfortunately, it's about as clean and as good as it gets with me, Nick, very sadly to say. But I'm fully closed in this one, so that's a good positive start there.
Moving on.
Moving on. 2 other games this evening, and we have the only 2 games of the VFL season being played at night. A game being covered by this station, KC Scorpions versus Port Melbourne. That begins at 7 p.m, and you'll hear the dulcet tones of Kane Pollard, Simon Petch and Darren Parkin on that game. And out at Chernside Park, the first ever game played under lights for the Werribee Tigers. They take on the Bendigo Bombers.
Yeah, I think Kane and the rest of the team needs to get in their Batmobile from here to get to Casey on time.
They will have to get their skates on, but it's a nice ride up the East Link from Visi Park here in Carlton. And I look, Casey, they were woeful last week. I wasn't at the match at Sandringham. I heard your call, and by all reports, they were very, very ordinary. And I suppose if there's anything to look forward to this week, they might get touched up again. Jack Watts is playing for Casey this week. Did he play last? I don't think he played last week.
Undersized and underprepared last week, the Casey Scorpions, Tristan, against the Sandringham side, which there were a lot of unknowns before the season began with Sandringham, with the change of alignment with the St Kilda Football Club. Of course, Casey going to be aligned with the Melbourne Footy Club. Very impressive, though. Very smart movers of the football, and they did very well. In the ABC TV game, I can tell you there's a quarter-time score from Frankston Park, and it is the home side, Frankston, up by 7 points at the opening break against Sandringham.
So clearly embracing the spirit of I Love Frankston Day. Let's see if they can get the job done with three more good quarters of football.
Now, Robert Murphy, in case you're able to pick us up anywhere near the ground or online, he'll be wearing number 20 this afternoon for the Williamstown side. He wasn't given a number pre-match, but number 20 will be Robert Murphy this afternoon.
Interesting to see.
Yeah, Collingwood's not out. They're just running out now.
Yeah, it's taken a while. They didn't undertake any pre-game warm-up as such. It must have all been done in the rooms. And, yeah, they're just making their way onto the field.
That hardly ever happens these days. Usually they're out a half an hour before the game and then back in, back out. So
Wayne was just telling me the warm-ups are, in fact, done out the back on the Carlton Cricket Club ground, which is Princess Park number 2 at the back. It's a lovely little playing surface out there. And they've prepared out there. 16 degrees at the moment at Visi Park. Conditions perfect. Overcast, but no rain or wind, or much breeze anyway, to speak of at present. So looking forward to a good solid game of footy this afternoon. Crowd very small at the moment, boys, probably numbering 200 or 300, however.
It will pick up. It picked up last week about 10 minutes before the bounce, so hopefully a few more come through the gates, because it's going to be a good game today.
And once again, boys, we've got the problem we had last week. We've got no access to a scoreboard.
No.
Here from our vantage point, so it means our Director of Sport, Kane Pollard, might be given another task this week.
No, he's got enough tasks there.
I've put my hand up, Tristan, and I don't even have a bottle in each hand to go through the
stats. Well, we will be going through stats this afternoon. We picked out five players from each side that we will be covering. Kane Pollard will be covering the kicks, handballs and the marks. So if you'd like to know about a specific player, maybe send us a text, 0424 438 415. Send us a few requests. At present, for Collingwood, we will look at in-depth Jared Wellingham, Anthony Corrie, Steel Sidebottom and Ryan Cook. While for Willie, we'll have a look at Brett Johnson, Ben Davies, Guy O'Keefe and Cameron Lockwood. So if you think we need to change them, got a couple of minutes just to get on the blower. 0424 438 415 and let us know who you'd like to see covered this afternoon on KC Radio.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to see what the first piece of abuse is going to be. As it is, though, we can tell you that Frankston up by 7 points again at quarter time at Frankston Park. Coburg and Geelong the other game this afternoon. This game at Visi Park, Collingwood versus Williamstown, and those two games this evening. Casey Scorpions versus Port Melbourne at Casey Fields, and Werribee Tigers versus the Bendigo Bombers at Chirnside Park. Both sides warming up just at present, and the game about to get underway in a couple of minutes' time. Tristan, do we have the identity of the umpires this afternoon? There seems to be... Well, they've actually put the numbers of the umpires in the record this week. Last week, it was a bit of a witness protection program for the umpires.
Geez, I wonder why. You've got people like you in the box and Kane Pollard that seem to immortalise the umpires out there.
I'm very restrained, Nick. I think you should hear some others and their thoughts about how the umpiring's gone in season
2009. Jamie Grindle, Wayne Hoskins.
Dan Beard. Very experienced umpire out there, I think, at the moment. Is that Tristan?
Don't see Dan. Number one on his back. Can't see the identity of the other umpire, so we'll get that to you very shortly.
Okay. Looking forward to that. I saw Josh Krull warming up earlier. I don't know if he's going to be there as the emergency umpire or not, but no doubt we'll find out in a couple of minutes' time.
Interesting bench already. Murphy seems like he's running towards the bench with Ben Davies and Malcolm Lynch.